good morning. And yeah, winter is with us, and that's why people are coughing. We all have a touch of flu or something like that. To try to keep warm. We have reports here to adopt belonging to this select committees. And these reports were given to us for quite some time. I think I was sent the same document more than once. And I take it that members have got a time to go through this and apply their minds. There was also a proviso that if members have comments where they want to make some changes or suggestions, that they should do that through our committee secretary. And so far from her reports, there wasn't actually anything that was sent to her office. So, honorable members, I present this report to you. I'll first start with basic education. And before I do that, let me welcome Honorable Ethel Ngozi to this big team. Honorable Ngozi, you are welcome, and we're looking forward to working with you in this big team. Feel welcome. Here's the agenda. There's consideration and adoption of vote 16, basic education, vote 17, higher education and training, 18, social development and health. Is there any other thing that members would like to add on this agenda? And if there is none, is there any mover for the adoption? Or let's start with, it's any mover for adoption?
Ndongeni.
Ndongeni moves. Any seconder?
Christian second.
Honorable Christian, good morning. Thank you. Are there apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson. Marsalia. There's an apology from Nolutando. Unfortunately, she has a doctor's appointment. In terms of the members, Chairperson, I haven't received any apologies. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. And we do form a quorum to adopt this document.
Yes, Chairperson, we do. Thanks. Good morning, members.
Good morning, Marcel. All the members, okay, the meeting is opened, and we'll start first with the Committee on Basic Education. This report gives a brief summary of the department, of the presentation done by the department, focusing mainly on the 2022-23 annual performance plan and the 2020 medium-term expenditure framework allocations. The report also provides the committee's key deliberations and recommendations is there comments or any other thing on this report of the basic education? Or do we have to go to read it page by page, Marcel, or what? Because I think we've had this document for more than a week.
Listen, I agree with you. If members have had an idea of what the document entails, I think we should maybe look at the recommendations, because that would be the only change from the presentation that we received from the department, and from there decide if that is the only thing that they would look at. Thank you, Chair.
So we should read the recommendations, or we just adopt the document as it is, because I don't see any.
Chair,
Yes.
Can we read the recommendations and then adopt the report?
Okay.
It's my suggestion.
Okay. Is there any counter suggestion to that? In the absence of any, I'll start reading the recommendations, and then after that, we'll take it from there. Bullet point 5, committee recommendations. The committee, having considered budget vote 16 basic education, together with the annual performance plans of the Department of Education, recommends the following. The department should ensure that all provinces align its plans to the national priorities and capacity to provide to those that fall short. The department should ensure that the province do report on the expenditure and progress related to the conditional grants, and the committee be provided with such information to enhance its oversight mandate. In light of the infrastructure grants, the committee recommends that the department and provinces do assess whether the model of implementing agents is a better model or do a comparative analysis whether its value for money, cost effective, and delivery is on time. This is based on the fact that infrastructure development and replacement of non-viable infrastructure is happening at a slow pace, and some provinces like the Eastern Cape return part of the grant due to slow expenditure back to the treasury, while the number of inappropriate schools remains high. The department should speed up the readiness for e-learning, as the COVID pandemic showed that some learners were left behind while their counterparts in the affluent schools were progressing with curriculum. Even though the curriculum was adjusted, but meant that the learner development will suffer going forward. Conclusion. Having satisfied itself in its engagement with the Department of Basic Education on their annual performance plan and budget, the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture recommends that budget vote 16 Basic Education be adopted and that the House approves the budget. That's it, honorable members. Are there comments on this? And questions? If there's none, can we move for adoption of this report? Yes.
Ndongeni moves for the adoption of the report.
Ndongeni, honorable Ndongeni, is moved for the adoption. Any second?
Member Gillian Chairperson.
Honorable Gillian, seconds. Let's move to the second report. Is that draft report of the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture on vote 17, higher education and training. We've also had this document for quite some days. As we did, we'll read the committee recommendations, conclusions, and then we can then engage. Point 5, committee recommendations. The committee having considered budget vote 17, higher education and training, together with the annual performance plan of the Department of Education and Training, as well as that of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, recommends the following. Uh, Can I be helped here?
Chairperson, Chairperson, I think we did receive the reports and went through it. And I didn't see anything wrong with the recommendation on the department and NSFAS in this report.
Yeah.
And I will I will recommend that we adopt this report as is. I think the other members also had the opportunity to read through it.
Okay. Thanks a lot. There's a mover for adoption. Any seconder? Any seconder?
Seconder, Chair.
Who is seconding?
Ndongeni.
The Honorable Ndongeni seconds. I'll give over to Honorable. Okay, Honorable Gillian, may you present the report of the, is it starting with social development or health? One of them, start with.
Good morning, honorable members. Thank you, Honorable Chabaleng. Let me first apologize for that interruption in my throat. I've got a bad flu. So let me then also welcome Member Nkosi in the first meeting of the Selection of the Unhealth and Social Services. Looking forward to working together with you, Member Nkosi, as the whip of this committee. I would also like to take the opportunity, members, to officially thank Member Maleka for being such a very good whip in this committee. I will miss it dearly, and I hope, Member Nkosi, that we will also have that very good working relationship. I want to wish Member Maleka best wishes to her in a chairpersonship of the committee on petitions. We're going to miss her, but she's still an alternate in our committee. So whenever we need her and she's available, she will come into our meeting as an alternate. Thank you. So on this, sorry, members, report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services and the Budget for 19, the annual performance plans of the Department of Social Development and its entities for 2022-23, dated 31st May 2022. I would like to recommend to the committee that we had the opportunity to go through this report. And can we move to the last page? Okay. Then, members, the recommendations is in front of you. And I would recommend to this committee that we adopt this report as is. If there's anyone who think that they found any discrepancies in the report, you can do so before I open up for the adoption of this report. Is there any member? If not, can we have a mover for the adoption of this report?
Honorable Ndongeni, Chair, sorry about your throat. It's in ghost. In ghost have a virus.
Thank you. Thank you, Member Ndongeni. And sorry, Member Ethel Nkosi, if I put your name down wrong, can we have Can we have a seconder for this report?
I'm seconding.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng. Marcel, do we have another one?
Yes, Chairperson. Good morning. We have the report on the Department of Health, the last one.
Thank you. Can you put it on the screen, please? Members, our next report is the report of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services and Budget Vote 18, the annual performance plan of the Department of Health, dated 31st May 2022. I also note, members, that we have received this report, and I would like to ask members if there's anyone who find any discrepancies in this report, you can raise your hand. I don't see any. Can we move? Is that the last page, Marcel?
Yes, okay, members, that's the last page.
Okay. Members, that is our report. I would like to ask if there is a mover for the adoption of the report.
Don't get any chair moves there.
Thank you, Member Dongeni. Member Dongeni, to you. Member Dongeni moved for the adoption. Is there any seconder for the adoption of the report? Any seconder for the adoption of the report? Must I call out the name? Member Chabaleng? I need a seconder for the adoption of the report on health. Member Chabaleng, where are you?
Chairperson?
Yes, Mem Nkosi.
Oh, Chair, thank you very much. It's Honorable Nkosi. I'm sorry for not opening my video. I've got a network problem here. One must start by thanking you for welcoming me in this committee. I wish to indicate that I'm willing to work with the committee. I know that you are working very good with my colleague, and I promise that I will work with you as the newly appointed member to this committee. Chair, I don't know, because I was not part of the committee, but I'm now in the committee. I wanted to support or to second the mover of the report. Thank you very much.
Member Nkosi,
Chairperson.
Unfortunately, you were not part of the meeting. So, but thank you very much. Maybe yes, next time you can second. Member Chabaleng?
Yes, I got kicked out of the meeting. I second the report, the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much, members. Thank you for that nice and kind words, Member Nkosi. Feel welcome in this committee. Are we finished, Marcel?
Yes, Chairperson, we are done.
Thank you, members. Let me take the opportunity to thank our support staff for assisting us in this meeting, and also for all members present. I just want to make some suggestions to the committee members. Those of you that didn't make contact with Marcel and the support staff in connection with the oversight visit to South Korea, please do so. There is some issues that you need to clarify with them. So I hope that everybody will work together to getting the documents in order. Please, members, let us just be proactive and work together with the support staff on this regard. I thank you. And now I'm going to to close this meeting. And members, wishing everybody well, stay safe. This flu is not good. Please keep yourself warm and stay indoors. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm sorry for putting you in this mess and Lutuli, but I hope you'll get well soon.
Because it's our first meeting, Lutuli don't have a voice. Even my chairperson is drunk. Ngosi is a disaster, ne? On a lighter note. Welcome you, Honorable FL.
Thank you very much, Sissy. Okay. I hope they will get well soon, both of them, eh? Take good care, guys.
All right, okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Chen.